the ocean of dua.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، ثم الصلاة والسلام على سيدنا محمد وآله الطاهرين. Hello everyone, brothers and sisters. I am Sayyid Muhammad Hassan Mudarrisi with you with another edition of the program, The Ocean of Dua. In this edition of the program, we'll have a glance at Kumail's supplication and we'll discuss a commentary on that. We'll be back in a few seconds, so stay tuned. Allahumma wa as'aluka su'ala man ishtaddat faqatu wa anzala bika 'inda ash-shada'id hajata wa 'azma fi ma 'indaka raghbata. Allahumma Brothers and sisters, previously we started discussing the part of this divine Kumail supplication where Imam Ali alayhi salam says, Allahumma wa as'aluka su'ala man ishtaddat faqatu. O Allah, I ask you with the asking of one whose indigence is extreme. Wa anzala bika 'inda ash-shada'idi hajatah. I ask you with the asking of the one who has stated to you in difficulties his needs. وَعَدْمَ فِيمَا عِنْدَكَ رَغْبَتُ. I ask you with the asking of the one whose craving for what is with you has become intense. The question we were trying to deal with was the fact that what is with the Almighty Allah, which every servant can benefit from? What is with the Almighty Allah that Imam Ali alayhi salam, completely aware of this, that is with the Almighty Allah, he put his face to the ground and states humbly, my craving of what is with you is intense. We said that only one aspect of what is with the Almighty Allah is the bounties and mercies of the Almighty Allah, and also the great rewards, the different kinds of rewards stated in the Holy Quran, and also the traditions for the deeds of the believers. We also talked about paradise, about which Imam Baqir alayhi salam has stated, عَشْرٌ مَنْ لَقِيَ اللَّهَ عَزَّ وَجَلَّ بِهِنَّ دَخَلَ الْجَنَّةِ. There are 10 things with which anyone who meets Almighty Allah would enter paradise. شهادة أن لا إله إلا الله وأن محمدا رسول الله. Testifying that there is no deity but Allah and that Muhammad is his prophet. والإقرار بما جاء من عند الله and that he has brought Quran from Allah. وإقام الصلاة وإيتاء الزكاة and establishing prayers, paying zakat. وصوم شهر رمضان وحج البيت. Fasting in Ramadan month, Hajj, وَالْوِلَايَةُ لِأَوْلِيَاءِ اللَّهِ وَالْبَرَاءَةُ مِنْ أَعْدَاءِ اللَّهِ وَاجْتِنَابُ كُلِّ مُسْكِرٍ. Befriending Almighty Allah's friends, hating his enemies, and at the end, avoiding anything intoxicant. Brothers and sisters, the Holy Quran and traditions have extensively talked about Almighty Allah's mercy towards his servants. They have always invited everyone to obtain his mercy by resorting to different things like belief, like having good deeds, piety, charity, and also repentance from sins. They invite you to reach and obtain the mercy of the Almighty Allah, even if you have had sinful acts.
Oh Allah, I beg as one whose neediness is extreme and who supplicates his knees to you and whose desire for that which is with you has become great. Oh Allah, great is your kingdom and exalted is your greatness. Your plan is secret, your authority is manifest, your might is victorious and subduing, and your power is prevalent throughout, and it is not possible to escape from your dominion. O Allah, apart from you, I do not find anyone able to pardon my sins, nor to conceal my shameful acts, nor do I have anyone except you to change my evil deeds into virtues. There is no God but you, glory and praise be to you. I have oppressed my own soul, I had the audacity to sin by my ignorance. I have relied upon my ancient remembrance of you and your grace towards me. O Allah, my Lord, how many of my ugly deeds have you concealed? How many of my grievous afflictions have you abolished? And how many stumblings of mine have you prevented? How many of my detestable acts have you averted? And how many of my undeserving praises have you spread abroad?
Thank you, Allah,
now that we're here, feeling so good about all the things that we went through. That God speaks with us too. It's not a dream, this is so true. And we know we'll be here forever. The feeling is indescribable, knowing that this is our reward.
The ocean of dua.
فأما الذين آمنوا بالله واعتصموا به فسيدخلهم في رحمة منه. As for those who believe in Allah and hold fast by Him, He will cause them to enter into His mercy. So, another aspect that needs to be discussed regarding what is with the Almighty Allah that the believers need to be aware of is the mercy of the Almighty Allah. وَإِذَا جَاءَكَ الَّذِينَ يُؤْمِنُونَ بِآيَاتِنَا فَقُلْ سَلَامٌ عَلَيْكُمْ كَتَبَ رَبُّكُمْ عَلَى نَفْسِهِ الرَّحْمَةِ. In this very interesting verse of the Holy Quran, it states, "And when those who believe in our signs come to you, say, 'Peace be upon you,' this is the first thing that the Prophet is told to tell those who believe in Quran, 'Salamun alaykum,' and then, 'Kataba rabbukum ala nafsihi ar-rahma,' your Lord is the Lord of all encompassing mercy. He has necessitated for himself to have mercy upon you." This is how the Prophet ﷺ is ordered to introduce this kind of religion. This is how he is ordered to introduce the Almighty Allah. And he himself says, وَرَحْمَتِي وَسِعَتْ كُلَّ شَيْءٍ. My mercy encompasses all things. In fact, you may remember, as we started discussing this divine Kumail supplication, we dealt with the part where Imam Ali alayhi salam said, "Allahumma inni as'aluka bi rahmatika allati wasi'at kull shay." And we discussed sufficiently different aspects of the mercy of the Almighty Allah. Thank you, dear listeners, for staying with us in this program. Wassalamu alaykum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Thank you, dear listeners of IRIB English, for listening to us. If you have any question regarding our programs, feel free to email us at englishradio@irib.ir. Also, visit our website at parsetoday.com. Until the next program, take care and goodbye.
To you.